This day highlights God's gift of himself to us in the Holy Eucharist, which is the source and summit of our faith. As we know, our belief in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist separates us from the majority of our Christian brothers and sisters who slowly broke off from belief in the real presence over the years. Yet, we as Catholics stand firm to the belief that Christ meant what he said he meant in today's gospel, and that the bread and wine at the Last Supper become no longer bread and wine, but his body and blood, and that the first priests of the church, the apostles, were to continue this sacred action in remembrance of him. Our whole church life is centered around the Eucharist, right? Mass is what we do. It's central to who we are as Catholics. Why? Because we truly believe Christ becomes present and gives himself to us under the appearance of food. And it's a belief we will never compromise on. It's why live streaming masses from home is not sufficient. When he ascended into heaven, Christ told his apostles he'd be with them always until the end of the world. And if he meant what he said, he literally would be present with them each time they celebrated Mass and received Holy Communion. The Eucharist, then, is God's perpetual testimony of his love for us. God loved us so much that he humbles himself each time we gather in his church for Holy Mass. No matter what is going on in our life, no matter the stresses we have, no matter how disjointed our lives can be, the one thing that is constant in our lives is Christ's presence in the Eucharist each Sunday. Yet, as human beings, we easily take this for granted. Our lives become so busy. Our stresses are enormous. Our jobs are exhausting. Our faith can be a struggle. And Sunday tends to come and go without much thought. Despite this, however, each week, we are guaranteed 1 hour where we can take a break from our busy schedules and sit, stand, and kneel in the presence of our God, where everything that is going on in our lives is given over to God to take care of, where God shows his love for us by veiling himself under the mere appearance of food in order to give us the strength to get through the next week and trust in him. For we have a God who is close to us. Now, admittedly, it's hard to believe in Christ's presence in the Eucharist. It takes faith. But once we do, our lives begin to change. As my seminary rector would tell us frequently, when you fall in love with God, everything will change.